Hello, my name is Rachel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
It's not an emergency. I was just wondering about getting a COVID shot.
Okay.
I live in Shelby County.
Are you calling for a testing site?
Excuse me? No, I just was going to get the COVID shot.
Right. So in order to get the COVID shot, you have to pre-register. Do you need that number?
Well, I registered online, and they said they would call me, and that's been over a week ago.
You can pre-register again, but you'll have to call a number in order to pre-register.
Oh, okay. I live near the American Family Center on 280 in the Greystone area.
Okay, you will have to go to the Shelby County Health Department. I can give you the phone number to call to pre-register for that.
I don't know if I have the number.
I can give you the number, ma'am.
Well, I know, but I've already called that number. And
The 855?
Well, I'll have to find it wherever I put it. Because I've been trying, like I said, since last... I thought it ended in some threes, but...
Yes, it's 855-566-5333.
Okay, give it to me again.
It's 855-566-5333.
And is that Shelby County?
Yes. So once you call, they're going to ask you what county you live in, and they're going to... pre-register you.
I can't believe I'm having this much trouble.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What did you say?
I said I'm 79 years old, and I just can't believe all the places I've been calling, and, you know, nothing has been set yet, like an appointment. They'll say, leave a name, and we'll call you. That's what the health department, Shelby County Health Department, told me. And then I registered online. And then that American Family Medicine is down at across 280 from where I live.
Yes, ma'am. There's only two testing sites in your county that is disputing the vaccine, but you will need, like I said, you will need to call that number in order to pre-register for them to call you for an appointment.
Well, that's what I did. I've done that twice.
Okay, well, just be patient and somebody will get
well,
to
what
you.
What about CVS? I think I also called.
No, ma'am. Only two locations are doing the vaccine in your county.
Yes, they could do it in mid-February. Is that correct?
I don't know, ma'am. I only know about the health departments. That's all I know.
So I just wait for them to call me. Like I said, I've texted twice, and my daughter even texted again for me.
Yes, ma'am.
You didn't think I did it.
Yes, ma'am. You just wait until they give you a call.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure. I don't have a time frame.
My friend's doctors called, and they went down to Grandview and got one immediately.
I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't know anything about that. I'm not even in your county. This is for the state of Alabama. I'm not really sure. But, ma'am?
Are you in Montgomery?
No. I really can't tell you the location that I'm in.
Well, this was the Shelby County number I thought they gave me.
Right. This number is for anyone. This is a hotline.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any more questions, I hope I was able to help you. You can visit the well, it's adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Well, the reason I'm in this predicament, my doctor retired, and I haven't been to the new doctor yet because I haven't been sick. And they're saying, don't go to a doctor unless you're sick with COVID. So So I haven't, my records are at that office. Maybe I can call them and they can get me a referral. But I'm almost 80 and it's kind of discouraging to keep trying. You know.
I do apologize. I can't give you any more information. That's the only information that I have at the moment.
Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.